Good afternoon. So today we're going to do something a little bit different than what we normally do, and that is that in yesterday's daf, the Gemara had quoted a pasuk in Yecheskel that seems to confuse the Shulchan and the Mizbeach with each other, and the Gemara says what you see from there is that Shulchan HaShaladim is Dom El the Mizbeach, and there are many halachic nafkaminas to the idea that Shulchan HaShaladim is Dom El the Mizbeach, but one of those halachic nafkaminas is the notion that a person takes the knife off of the table before Birchas HaMazon, because the son of Leim Barzel, we don't put Barzel on the Mizbeach. So what I want to talk about today is how many times we find in halacha all the different, just to take a tour through halacha, where we find the svara that ein bedin sheyavo amekatzer etzel hamarich, that it's not appropriate that you should take that which is mekatzer yom v'shalos v'shaladam and put that in association with that which is marich yom v'shalos v'shaladam. So number one, the Beis Yosef in the Orchaim Simon Kuf Nun Aleph writes kasev ba'orchos chayim b'shem haram in the Tashbetz Katan she'asa likanes lebeis haknesses b'sakin oruch lefi that you're not allowed to go into a Beis HaKnesses with a long knife, because tefillah is marich a person's life, and a sakin is mekatzer, and that's the isser of going with a weapon into a shul. Obviously, with pikuach nefesh, situation is going to be different, but that is the first application of this principle. Second application of this principle, which is really the first source where we find it, is the Mishnah in the third parak of Maseches Midos, Mishnah Dalit, where the Mishnah says that the reason why you're not allowed to be main if barzel is because Shabarzel Nivra Lakatzer Yom of Shaladam, Famizbeach Nivra Laharich Yom of Shaladam, Shaladam Enobedin, Shayunov Amakatzer Alamarich, and that's why you can't have Barzel on the Mizbeach. This is quoted in the Mechilta as well, in the Pasuk in Shmos Perchav Pasuk of Beis, Vimizbeach Avadim Tasali Losivnes and Gazes, Kicharbucha Inafto Aleha Vetchalaleha. So the Medrash says, Yom Shimon Lazromer, Hamizbeach Nivra Laharich Shosu Shaladam, the Mizbeach is there to be Marich a person's life. So that is example number two, which really should have been example number one, is the Mizbeach, that you know, not allowed to have Barzel but the Mizbeach because of this competing forces of Mekatzer and Marich. A third example appears in the Mishnah Brura in Orachayim Simin Yud Aleph Siv Katan Samich Aleph. He quotes from a Magen Avram, who in turn quotes from the Shlach Kodesh and from Mata Moshe, that if a person has to cut the strings of his tzitzis, he should cut the strings of his tzitzis using his teeth and not using a knife. And the Machzah Shekel explains, because this is Lo Sanif Aleihem Barzel. And what Machzah Shekel probably means is that tzitzis is Maruch Yom Shaladam. Where do I get the idea that tzitzis is Maruch Yom Shaladam? Shabbos Taf Lamed Beis and Beis, where the Gemara says that Ba'avon tzitzis Meis Aban of Shaladam K'shem Ketanim, that for failure to perform the mitzvah of tzitzis properly, a person's children, Rachman Atzlan, would die young. Now it happens to be in the Sefer Das Nota, in Chelik Beis, Tshuva Shin Pei Aleph, he quotes from Chaim Kanievsky that this is not only true of tzitzis, and you don't need a Maimer Chazal that tells you that it gives you Arichas Yom, it's true of any mitzvah should not have any association with Barzel, because every mitzvah is Marich Yom of Shnos of Shaladam. But over here, by at least by tzitzis, where it does appear in the Nosei Kelim, you have an explicit Maimer Chazal that says that it's Marich Yom of Shaladam. Not only that, the Magen Avraham then adds that there are those that are makbid to dafka cut the tzitzis with their teeth, because a person has 32 teeth in their mouth, and there are 32 strings on the tzitzis, 8 on 4 corners. So a minhag came up that we cut the tzitzis dafka with the teeth. In fact, the Kaf HaChaim in Simon Yud Aleph, Sivkat Yud Zayin, and again in Simon Chavdal, Sivkat Yud Beis, says it's a segula in the kiyum of mitzvah of tzitzis that a person shouldn't have a toothache. So if you have a toothache, you should go to the dentist, but if you're not willing to go to the dentist, so a good segula is that you should be makbir in the mitzvah of tzitzis. You should be makbir in the mitzvah of tzitzis anyway. If a person has trouble cutting the tzitzis with his teeth, so the poskim already write, you could cut with some other type of metal, with kesef, nechoshes, or a plastic knife, or something like that, or to singe them with fire, or something like that, in order to cut them. Now, in the commentary, Beis Baruch, on the Chayyadim, Klal Yiralv, Sivkat, and Kuv Chavalev, he says that the whole inyan, not to cut with a sakin, is only when you're preparing the tzitzis to be mekayim the mitzvah. It's never when you get the shayla. The shayla about, can I cut the tzitzis with a knife, is always, I want to remove the old strings, because I just decided I want to fulfill the mitzvah. So I want to put tcheles on my tzitzis, on my beged now. So can I cut off the old strings with a knife? So says the Beis Baruch on the Chayei Adam, of course you can. That's removing the tzitzis. That's not the tzitzis that you're going to be using for the mitzvah going forward. That would be permissible. A fourth example of where we find this principle is in the Beis Yosef in Orachaim Simin Kuf Pei, and it's the example that we started with. The Beis Yosef writes, "Kasav arokeach mechasin sakin b'shas birchas hamazon," that one should cover the knife alive at the time of benching, Al Shem, the son of Aleim Barzel. And he quotes a Mechilta, Einodin, Sheyanov HaMekatzer, Alamarich, Veshulchan, Kimizbeach, Chagigo Davchav Zayin. The Shulchan is like the Mizbeach. You shouldn't have a Mekatzer on a Marich, so you shouldn't have the knife at the time of benching on your Shulchan. And he quotes the same from the Abudram and the Shibalei Aleket. And then he says, but there's another reason quoted by the Shibalei Aleket to remove the knife from the table of a benching, and that's from Rabbi Simcha, Shamati Tamacher, Pamachas, Hoye Echon Mevarich Birch Samazon, because one time a guy was benching, Ukshigil, Birch Boni Yerushalayim, Veniskar Chorban Abayis, when he got to Boni Yerushalayim and he remembered the Chorban Abayis, Loka Chasakin Vitako Bibitno. He took the knife and he stabbed himself with the knife. Alke Nogul Salka Bishas Bracha, and therefore says Beis Yosef in the name of the Shibalei Aleket, that's why we remove the knife Bishas Bracha. The Bali Musar all point out, because one Meshugana one time took a knife and stabbed himself in the middle of benching means forever. We're going to have to remove the knife for benching. So they point out that it's probably to remind us that there was once someone who cared so much about Chorban Abayis that not that we're at risk of doing that, but sadly we're not at risk of doing that. We should think about the Chorban Abayis a little bit more. Maybe not that as much as that guy, but a little bit more than we actually do. Then the Beis Yosef writes, but you should know that on Shabbos and Yom Tov the minhag is not to cover the knife for benching. And he writes, Ulfi Tam Rabbi Simcha, but according to this reason of the guy who stabbed himself, we shouldn't really be mechalek between Shabbos and Yom Tov, but minhagin shal Yisrael Tori, so on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't cover the knife. So the Chora, it's hard to understand what the Beis Yosef is talking about. He gave two reasons not to cover the knife, to cover the knife for benching. One is shalayonaf ha-mekatzer etzal ha-marich, and the other is because of the fellow who stabbed himself. The Chora, both of those reasons apply on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but the Beis Yosef says, according to the Tam of Rabbeinu Simcha, would apply even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, implying that the reason we've been discussing does not apply on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why wouldn't it apply on Shabbos and Yom Tov? On Shabbos is our Shulchan, not Doma L'Mizbeach on Shabbos. So Magen Avraham Sivkat and Dalid writes that since there's no Binyan Mizbeach b'Shabbos, Ein Achinami, the Shulchan is not Doma L'Mizbeach on Shabbos. We often think of Shulchan Doma L'Mizbeach as Dafka being a Shabbos Dika Inyan. No, it's Dafka not on Shabbos, says Magen Avraham, because on Shabbos there's no Binyan Mizbeach. Memela, our Shulchan is not Doma L'Mizbeach. Rav Vazner and Shevet Alevi and Chel Galv Sim Reishay points out that the Mishnah in Maseches Midos writes that even Shalom B'Shas Binyan HaMizbeach, if Barzel touches the Mizbeach, it's the Evan Shanagaba becomes Pasul, even if it's not at the Shas Binyan. So what is the fact that Shulchan is not built on Shabbos have anything to do with the Mizbeach not being built on Shabbos, have anything to do with our Shulchan not being Dome in the Mizbeach? And he therefore says it's a Kasha in the Magen Avraham L'chari, even on Shabbos we should say a Shulchan is Dome in the Mizbeach. So the Taz gives another answer. The Taz in Kuf Pei Siv Katan Gimel says Be'emes, both reasons, according to both reasons that are offered by the Beis Yosef, we should have to cover the knife even on Shabbos. What the Beis Yosef meant is that you might have thought that the reason of Rabbeinu Simcha doesn't apply on Shabbos, because what was the reason of Rabbi Simcha? The reason was that you can get so distraught and so upset you're going to stab yourself. Who is so distraught on Shabbos? Shabbos is a time of Oneg, potentially a time of Simcha. Shabbos is a time where people are happy and people are relaxed. No one's going to get that sad on Shabbos, and therefore Shabbos is not an Al Naros bubble time, it's a Shir HaMelos time. No one's going to get that sad on Shabbos. So you might have thought, of course, the first reason, the reason of Ein B'din Shiyava Mekatzer Etzal HaMarich, of course that applies on Shabbos as well. You would have thought that the reason of Rabbi Simcha doesn't apply on Shabbos, Kamash Mulan, that even that reason applies on Shabbos. That's how the Tazan says. Then the fifth application, probably the most obscure of all of the applications, is a Mishnah Berurah in Orchaim Sim Reishvav, Sivkat on Yud Ches, where he says that Al Derech HaKabbalah, one should not take a knife and stab it into a pri that he's saying a bracha on, even if he's going to hold the knife in his right hand. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Alter Rebbe, explains in Siv Ches that Shehim Shnei Hefechim Benosei Echad, Levi Shayimin Mimena Totzos Chayim, that the Yamin is the basis or where life comes from, Vasakin Ukocho Shal Esav HaMekatzer Chayim, and Sakin is the Koch of Esav, which is Mekatzer Chayim, so you don't want to take your knife in the right hand and stab it into a pri. And that's a Ben Ishchai quotes the same explanation Shon Rishon and Parshas Balak, and the Kavachayim quotes the same thing of Sim Reish Vav Os Lamed Al. So these are the five applications I know of Ein B'din Sheyava Mekatzer Yitzal Amarach. If you have more, I'm happy to hear them. Everyone have a wonderful day.